section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chains Show.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
86 Productions.
Yes, my hillbilly friends, it's that time of year. Love is in the air. Ooh, yeah, Valentine's Day.
Damn it, Norma Jean. This is It Burns When I Pee, not the Tyra Banks Show. We hate Valentine's Day, remember?
Well, excuse me. So, I guess I'll start the whole thing over. Welcome, all you IBWIP freaks. To hell with love and cuddly stuff. We're gonna rip the heads off of some teddy bears and spit on Hallmark cards.
Much, much better. Now go with it.
Welcome to episode 24 of It Burns When I Pee, Cupid Killers. We're going to take love songs and shove them up the ass of corporate Nashville.
Finally, you got it.
Now that you got me all pissed off, Blake, and yet again interrupted my intro, I got a little surprise for you. I found this audio from Cheyenne's lawyer. Happy Valentine's Day.
She started divorce proceedings, too, with Blake. Wait. She said there that Blake was rubbish in bed. Almost every time I slept with him, it was like I was dead.
Norma Jean, I have never been so proud of you as I am right now. Radio Gold.
Okay, I just want to warn you that when I wrote this song, I was listening to The Cure a lot, so.
Okay.
Here we go. You don't know how much I need you.
Leave them in the ground. Welcome, everybody, to episode 24 of It Burns When I Pee, Cupid Killers. We have an amazing show for you, but first, let's tell... We got everybody's here.
Full house?
Full house. We got Ryan, Creepy Guy. What's up, buddy?
Not much. How's everybody doing?
We missed you last month.
I know. I had some stuff going on.
So. Some little something.
So I missed out. I'm here now.
All right. And we have the lovely, the talented, the always horny, wine-drinking babe, Norma Jean.
What's up?
So,
and a special guest we have with us all the way from Chi-Town, Joshy P. What's up, buddy?
What's up, everybody? Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you guys for inviting me on this show.
It's awesome, man. We're glad to have you.
Hey, glad you make it down.
Absolutely. It was worth the drive. Thank you for making the food, by the way.
Yeah, I'm a good bitch.
Yeah, you're gonna make a hell of a wife.
I'll make a hell of a wife someday. So anyway, we just got done hearing Split Lip Rayfield's song called In the Ground. And you're going to kind of notice that all the songs have the same thing in common. This is our Valentine's show, and there's only one way to do a Valentine's show when it burns my pee.
How's that? Anti-Valentine's
Day. He's catching on quick.
Yes, sir.
So, Ryan, why don't you go ahead and give us a show lineup, buddy?
All right. We got tons of music. We got some features from Split Lip Rayfield, Bob Wayne, Scott H. Byram, The Steel Drivers, Hank 3, Hank Sr., Little Lisa Dixie, and much more. And then we're also going to have our typical fan feedback.
And hopefully we'll get that done before Norma Jean gets too drunk.
You guys are fucking hilarious.
We'll have a skit written and produced by Howard from the Bootleg Asylum radio show, Perfect Valentine's Day Necklace.
Necklace?
And,
nice.
You like pearl necklaces, don't you?
Sometimes.
It kind of goes along with that,
Every
I think.
Every other day.
We'll have some tips on how to break up with your partner on Valentine's Day, but don't you have to have a partner to break up with them on Valentine's Day?
That's why I don't have to break up with anybody.
Nice.
You don't need that video. Put it in the closet for next year, maybe.
You slap them.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's what happens. You slap them.
Can we talk about that?
No.
Sure?
Nah.
All right. And we'll have much, much more.
Oh, hey.
I think it's my time to start my night.
Shut up, fucker. All right, it's Happy Black History Month.
Yes.
Yeah. February.
Yeah, what's up, Martin Luther King
place? Jr.'s birthday was this month, so.
My birthday was in this month.
What is it?
But you're not black,
9th.
Dude.
Yeah, well.
Can we paint you?
I think I am. So.
Can we paint you black?
Sure, for sure.
You get some paint, dude?
I'm here.
Happy IBWIP birthday.
Thank you, sir.
So, Ryan, how are you going to celebrate Black History Month?
I don't know.
He's going to get a penis pump and try to be black.
Oh, need a penis pump, I don't think.
Penis pump. Sounds good. Oh, I forgot to also introduce, back behind Norma Jean there is our good friend Destiny, and she's always here. So.
Hey, Destiny. It's been a little while.
So Black History Month. Happy Black History Month to everybody.
Pretty good.
Enjoy the last few days of it.
It is the shortest month of the year, coincidentally.
Yeah, and the show comes out on the 27th, so you only have one day to celebrate.
Happy Black History Day.
There you go.
Want to play a tune?
Yeah, let's play a tune. Go ahead.
Let's do some Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies, if you guys are cool with it.
Cool with that.
Of the Devil.
I woke up this morning in a ditch again. I swear that woman's the devil's kin. I went back home, get my stuff. I came to find was proof enough. I seen her lying with the boy next door. I always knew she was a two-bit whore. I still loved her. I grabbed my duffel and some stuff from the back, and I went outside the old spruce shack. Grabbed my rifle and some gasoline. I never thought I'd get that mean. She'd only listen what I said, there'd be no one missing and no one dead. And I mean it. My heart is pounding, my fist are tight. Full moon shining on the dead of the night. I tried to remember something Jesus said. The words of the devil rang through instead. Said, burn that woman, dig a hole for the clown. My head is spinning like a merry-go-round. I can't stop it. Thank you. just as the devil said, I done it all without regret. I knew I should be feeling bad. I'll tell you flat out, she made me mad. I still got her name tattooed across my calf. I think about her while looking back. I think I miss her. Now I listen to the words that the good Lord says on church on Sunday with my new girlfriend. She don't know about my past. I don't tell, she don't ask. Somehow I've come to understand that the good Lord has a master plan. Pounding, my fists are tight. Full moon shining on the dead of the night. I tried to remember something Jesus said, but the words of the devil rang through instead. Said, burn that woman, dig a hole for the clown. My head is spinning like a merry-go-round. I can't stop it. That's how it went down on that cold October night. You know, you can't always judge a person by how they look on the outside. Everybody's got a story.
This is Red Boy
from the Red Boy Podcast,
www.redboypodcast.com.
And here's another public service announcement from your pals at It Burns When I Pee. And man, does it.
Hello, friends. I know that this is the time of year that can be very depressing. What, with spending Valentine's Day alone? Or being disappointed again because your husband failed to give you a day to remember? But I'm here to help. Now, as you know, I'm a big-time stud, so I figured I'd give you a couple tips to help you get through this difficult time.
Hey, creepy. It's a PSA. It's supposed to be short and sweet, you know?
Well, actually, Blake, you kind of fall into the group of people that I'm talking about. You're kind of a loser. I'm just trying to help you out.
Thanks, creepy. Thanks for reminding me I'm a big fucking loser.
No problem, brother. Always here to lend a hand to those less fortunate. Anyway, here goes. Tip number one. When you're feeling down and out about being alone, just remember this. You're saving a lot of money. Well, this is unless you're a single woman.
Not a lot of girls listen to the show, creepy.
Tip number two. No matter how desperate you are, do not, I repeat, do not use one of those online dating services. Those people are crazy. Aren't they, Blake?
True dat.
And finally, tip number three. Now this is the biggie. If you're really depressed, crying, and just down and out, just keep repeating this sentence to yourself. At least I'm not Blake. At least I'm not Blake. At least I'm not Blake. At least I'm not Blake.
The birds want to keep rocks. Love you, Uncle Blake. The birds want to pee.
Oh, Uncle Blakey, I love you so. You're in my heart everywhere I go. There's no other uncle as great as you. Oh, Uncle Blakey, do you love me too?
Little while.
The last song we heard was Scott H. Byram with Plow You Under. Imagine that. Another song where a girl gets killed. I'm really digging it.
I love Scott, dude.
Yeah.
Shit.
But I hate bitches.
I hate bitches.
So everybody's wanting to know, how can they get a hold of us?
Contact information.
Q. Creepy guy. Email addresses. We love emails. You can get Blake at blake@ibwip.com. You can reach myself at creepyguy.
And reach yourself like this?
You can reach it. You can touch it. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, I thought you said touch me.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. At ibwip.com. And Norma Jean at ibwip.com. We do have a phone line.
What is the call? What is the dial-in number?
You rubbing my mic?
I can't
get over your purple teeth.
Shut up.
You look like a busted up ass girl. Alright, dial in phone number to reach us is 206-339-8419. Leave us a voicemail. Or, how about they call now? Can they call now?
No, it's just a voicemail.
Oh.
But we play every and all voicemail, correct?
That is correct.
Alright.
Twitter?
You can now Twitter us.
At IBWIP. COM. It's all one word altogether, right?
Yeah, and for those of you that are outdated and don't know what Twitter is, like you.
I didn't know what Twitter was.
I've never heard of it either.
Oh, well, you can find out what's going on with us all the time and on your phone or on your computer. So.
And, of course, we got our website up. Check us out on the net, ibwip.com. And still got a MySpace page as well, which has recently been updated, right?
Yes, I gave it a makeover, and it looks very, very pretty. Huh. When you don't have a job and don't have anything to do, you have a lot of time to work on stuff.
Nice. And catch us there at myspace.com/itburnswhenip86. And then, of course, got to stick to our roots, sext86.com. Catch us on there. Check those guys out as well. And we've got our IBWIP store. You can check that out, too.
Buy something. Like a shirt.
Like some thongs.
Like a hoodie.
For Valentine's Day.
Pimp them out.
Pimp them out. We will have a commercial for our Burns IP store later on in the show.
Dude, you're supposed to be smoking weed if you don't have a job.
Seriously.
I got a hitter at home. I showed Blake the other night. It's a Pink Panther hitter. It glows in the dark.
Should have brought it.
That's not the only thing that you have that glows in the dark.
No. It's in my sex drawer, too.
Well, you got like just a defined sex drawer?
Yeah.
That is a whole drawer?
Yes.
My lord.
I'm a pervert. I'm sorry. Shameful.
Fuzzy handcuffs and.
Yes, for real. They're black.
Vibs and.
And the vibrator that I bought her.
Yeah, the Christmas.
Couple. Not just that one.
Oh, she's like, I've got.
I branched out. Thundercloud.
Did you buy the Thundercloud? That's $150.
What is the Thundercloud?
I didn't buy the Thundercloud.
Somebody bought you the Thundercloud, really?
Yeah.
Are you shitting me?
No.
That is the coolest thing ever. Does it work as well as. It's a little too much, isn't it?
What's the thundercloud?
Yeah, what is a thundercloud?
It's a vibrator.
It's like a pyramid.
Wow.
But it's like I mean, you can put it on the counter and it'll dance by itself.
Yeah, it's all over the place. I like it.
I like it.
It's nice.
It's nice. Yeah, I saw it. We saw it at the sex store together.
Mm. What sex store did you go to?
It was Swingers World. Downtown Peoria. Swingers World.
Is that where you got my girl?
No. Got her at Spencer's. Yeah. We had, I wanted to take a minute real quick, and of course you have a donation button on our MySpace where people can donate, and we had an anonymous donator donate $60 to the show. So awesome. That person, I want to give her a big shout out and say thank you very much. And
we'll send her a little something that way, right?
Yeah, we got some stuff lined up, so all right, thank you again. So hey, the more the merrier. And Norman Jean, will you take off any clothes tonight if anybody donates?
That's up in the air.
More wine.
More wine.
Right.
Get those donations going.
See, it was $50 last time, and nobody did anything, so.
Hey, I took my pants off. Or shirt off.
Well, the first time that we did it, Blake took his pants off and put on the candy thong that I got.
Yeah.
And the lingerie.
Yeah.
Such a pervert.
So, Norma Jean, your favorite time. Now, what are you on the intoxicated level right now?
I'm pretty intoxicated.
Can you?
This bottle of wine is almost gone. It's not good.
Jesus.
That's a lot of wine.
I'll catch up.
That's a lot of wine.
That's probably about two-thirds of the
bottle. Two-thirds, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you go ahead and try to do some fan feedback even though you're intoxicated?
Because
last episode you had some trouble.
Go get him, Chance.
That was not my fault, though. You know.
Disneyland!
If people can learn how to spell.
Disneyland! Yay!
I like to read.
Listen, just because you rode the short bus over here doesn't mean you gotta talk like a retard. You want to get the ketchup and french fries out and try to feed you like an airplane?
Yes.
Alright, here's some fan feedback. The first one's from Perry Mason's Alter Ego. Just stopping by, I love the sounds. Greetings and best wishes from Sweden. And it still is burning when he pees.
It burns when I pee. It goes all the way over the internet to Sweden.
Wow. Sweden.
Oh, speaking of Sweden, I'm thinking about buying a mail order bride.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm thinking
Sweden?
No, I'm thinking I'm going to go to Asia.
Yeah.
I'm going to get me an Asian one. I'll bring her over, shave her down.
You know, I've heard that a lot about guys. Asian women. Does that do
I've been watching a lot of Asian porn lately.
It's because they look like little girls.
That's right. That's what it is.
You fucking pedophile.
Oh, okay. So next feedback. Sorry.
It's from Big Jugs.
Oh, the band.
Yeah. Howdy, Burn and Pete. Keep up the good shit. Everything sounds great. Okay, the next one's from Nikki. Thanks for whispering in my ear on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. It's a great show. Blake, I think you might want to hook up with that one.
I'll hook up with that one. My email address is blake@ibwip.com.
And he lives at... Okay, the next one's from Joey Fuckup.
Joey Fuckup, my boy.
But did Norma Jean say I sucked? If she feels that way, well, I can't say I blame her. However, I could use as much positive as possible. I think you're so... See, I can't even talk. This is nice. This is right on the one that he totally wanted me to fuck up. I think your show is great. Thanks again for the support. So, Joey Fuckup, I fucked up just for you.
Now, here's the story behind that is I ran his promo on the last show.
Yeah.
And then before I went into the segment after that, I just chopped up some stuff that when we were goofing off.
Sure.
And so right after his promo, she goes, "You suck." And I put it together. I felt so bad. So Joey fuck up. It was my fuck up. It was my fuck up bad. I fucked up bad.
Yeah, it wasn't my fuck up. So, all right. The next one's from Bill Z. Bud Wild. Is that right? Wild?
Sure.
W-Y-L-D?
Sure.
Okay. He says, "Hey, folks, listen to episode 23. Better than ever, y'all. Sorry, Norma Jean. Can't read my writing." Oh, this is the one. "Maybe I should write more finicky. Just kidding. Although he has all kinds of, you know, little dashes in here, so I could try to fuck it up, but I really didn't because I'm not that dumb. I'm from Missouri and Kentucky. What do you expect? I would like to hear more music on the show, though. Not too... deter the banter any by any means at all, but is 5 songs really enough?"
That's why on this episode we're playing
a show about music.
We're playing like 9 songs.
Okay, well that's the only thing he can think to critique us.
And that's what
y'all
we do.
Fucking ass.
When we get feedback from somebody,
you listen.
We listen, so we're playing more music.
But in your defense, I think that's what makes you different than the other shows. Like, there's probably like four or five major outlaw country shows in the nation, and you guys really throw in a lot of comedy and a lot of talking. I like it. I think it's different. So.
That's why we invited you. We invited you, and you read what I wrote perfect.
Good job, buddy. All right, the next one's from Paul and P.E. Politically Erect has been played on many podcasts, and our favorite is It Burns When I Pee. They have a great sense of humor and just love music, too. That's just what we're about. So check us out at www.myspace.com/politicallyerect and always log on to ibwip.com. Much love and peace. A little promo in there for
Yeah, we've played them before. Have you ever heard them?
No, you should get me their stuff.
Yeah, and they sent us some new songs, so on the next episode we're going to play it.
All right, the next one's from Wild Bill 77. IBWIP is by far my favorite. You know why? That's because I'm on here.
Exactly.
Before
Before Creepy Guy and Norma Jean came, the show was a little weak.
Don't act like you don't know. You didn't go to Ohio. Kiss my ass.
Here we go again.
No, I'm just saying. Did you not hear what he said? Oh, was he here when you said that, you know, those people were in love with me? No. You should have went. They would have fallen in love with you too, buddy.
I know.
People are in love with you, but
I don't know.
Well,
there's a lot of stalkers.
Okay.
It happens. Okay, the next person is Paul Crooked Rain. Hey, Blake. Another great episode of IBWIP, especially like the Bob Wayne feature. I'd never heard him before. Blood to Dust is a great tune. I really like that song too. I'm going to look out a few tracks for some Scottish bands I think you may like. I'll send them in a few days. I spell check this so Norma Jean won't fuck it up this time. Not really, because, you know, when you say I'm going to look out a few tracks, maybe I'm going to look up a few tracks.
No, hold on. I bet it wasn't his fault. This guy over here cannot
spell. He can't spell.
No.
No, but you know what? He copied it and pasted it from something, so yeah, it wasn't him. Anyway, maybe he wants me to maybe get to do it. The reading before I start drinking the sauce. A little too late now, buddy. But anyway, he's from Scotland.
Scotland, that's sweet.
Sweet. We do a lot better overseas.
I guess. The next one is from... Hang on. Steve. He's got a paragraph here, man. Okay, Steve said, Blake, and can't forget Norma Jean or Creepy Guy. See, throwing it in there for you, buddy. He loves you, too.
Thank you.
Okay, just dropping an email to say, hey, from Montana. Land so great that Slack Eye relocated. So I guess, is that where Slack Eye is from?
Yeah.
Montana, nice. Gotta say, I love the show. Just found it yesterday, and I'm slowly catching up on the episodes while at work. Good for you. I'm glad you're not laid off.
Wanted
to drop an introduction to Montana, born and raised musician Quinn Connolly, a.k.a. Big Quinn. MySpace.com/Big Quinn and the BHB and his Broken Hearts band. He has opened up for the likes of .357, Highland.
357 string band.
Okay.
I'll say the dot.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Lonesome, Those Poor Bastards, and he's a young musician that I think you would enjoy.
It's a good couple bands he's open for.
Yeah, and actually, all the bands that he mentioned, I've sent messages to, so hopefully we'll get some stuff
cool in
the mail and play some of their stuff.
So, yeah, he says he's heard him mentioned on the show before, but Darren at Section 8 Productions, he gives us his MySpace, www.myspace.com/section8p, brings all the good shit through here. Well, that's enough of my ramble. Keep up the show, and I'll keep listening.
You're so mean to if we start getting no fan feedback, I'm going to let Ryan start to read it.
No. They know I'm just full of shit. It's fine. I like all the fan feedback.
I bet you do.
You know, direct it towards me, and I'll like it a little better.
So is that all the fan feedback?
No, there's one more.
Oh.
It's from Tony.
Tony. Or Anthony.
Isn't that interesting? Who knows? It's interesting. It is interesting, is it not?
What's interesting?
Tony. It's from Tony.
Who's Tony?
Tony. Tony Thompson. Tony. Tony from work.
What about him? That's not him.
Nothing. I know. Anyway.
He doesn't know how to work a computer.
Forget about it. Okay, I love what you guys are all about. It was great to hear that interview with my buddy Bob Wayne. Here's another band that the world needs to know about. They're from, God, I hope I don't fuck this up, Centralia, Washington, and have opened for Bob. They are called the Habicity Hillbillies. Their MySpace is myspace.com/Habicity Hillbillies. Is that right?
Let me see it.
H-U-B-I-C...
Hub City.
Shit, I'm sorry. Okay, they are called the Hub City Hillbillies.
their MySpace is myspace.com/HudCityHillbillies. So, anyway, he says we're going to continue to destroy the airwaves with greatness. So,
wow.
Obviously, he thinks that our show is great.
And
of course it is.
Duh. No, but I actually, the Hub City, I got a hold of them, and they're going to send me some stuff, too.
Cool.
So that's all fan feedback?
That's all fan feedback.
You did an excellent job.
Sweet.
Yay. Just,
next time, be a little less negative.
Yay.
I want to remind everybody, it's February, and it's February when you hear this. It's February 12th now, but make sure you go to podcastalley.com and vote for us.
Is that why your legs are shaking?
She can't even wait 2 minutes for it. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you're just about ready to say it, but... go to podcastalley.com and vote for us. We need your votes bad. We're like in sixth place on our music right now. And
what is Podcast Alley too? I see. I don't know any of this shit.
I'll hook you up, brother.
All
right. So let's go old school, Joshy.
How about some Johnny Cash, Long Black Veil?
Sounds groovy. Hey, I think somebody dies in this one.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall lights. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. Now the scaffold is high and eternity's near. She stood in a crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans and a long black veil, she cries o'er my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. It's my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Hey, Blake, Donnie fucking Cash. My grandma said you came over to punch her for me not being at twangville.com. But she said things went bad and you ended up getting knocked out and she fucked you with that strap on. Don't worry, buddy. Your secret's safe with me.
Wow. Woo! Damn, bro, your little brother's pretty cool.
It's not cool. Ike isn't old enough to understand.
What's to understand? You get a boner, slap her titties around some, and then stick it inside her and pee.
Stick it inside her and pee.
Well, okay, fine. Unless you don't want to get her pregnant, then you pull it out and pee on her leg.
Hey, Enjoy Rascal Flatts and Kenny Chesney? If so, then don't fucking listen to Outlaw Radio Chicago. Outlaw Radio Chicago plays the best country music has to offer, going all the way back to Hank Williams, to Waylon and Willie, to current shit like Hank 3, 357 String Band, and Wayne Hancock. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central. That will be 7 o'clock if you're on the West Coast, 10 o'clock if you're on the East Coast. Just go to www.myspace.com/outlawradio2 to find out more information. If you can't take my word for it, listen to what Joe Buck has to say about Outlaw Radio Chicago.
Die. This is Joe Buck yourself in the Outlaw Radio Chicago.
Once again, that's Outlaw Radio Chicago. www.myspace.com/outlawradio2. Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Central.
Gun to her head. Oh, she wore a dress.
disgusting, by the way. I don't see how people could actually enjoy that.
Diarrhea in the mouth.
Sometime when we ever do it again, I've got one for you, and it's called Shake That Bear.
That's Blake's fault. He took the porn out. I wanted to see some porn. You said I was a horny bitch today. Well, guess what?
Tell you
no
what.
Fucking porn today.
Horny bitch today.
After show, we'll play one. How's that?
I think you smoked a lot of weed, Josh. You sound distant.
I'm still distant? What the fuck? I'm here.
Yeah, Hollywood, turn it off.
And that was Porter Hall, Tennessee, with Any Way We Want. And then we also heard Dwight Yoakam. She wore red dresses.
And she wore red dresses. She dies.
Yeah.
Ironic.
Weird.
All right, well, let's go ahead. We haven't had a contest in two or three shows.
Yeah.
So I have come up with the new contest. It's going to be the Burns and IP photo contest. And I want everybody.
Any rules, regulations?
Well, let me get there first.
Sorry.
God, you're... Are you always that quick?
Quick on the draw. We got to ask Sarah that. A three-minute man, maybe? Two?
I'm better. I'm improving.
You're getting there.
Five.
I'm a standard...
Five.
I'm standard 10 minutes. 15.
10.
Yeah. You got to think about other stuff, though. Like baseball.
Your mama. And fucking in the ass.
Yes.
Oh.
So, anyway. The photo contest. We want you to take a picture of yourself in your bathroom.
Okay. Do you have to be using the bathroom?
It doesn't have to be dirty, but it can be dirty. It's all about based on creativity.
It has to be in the bathroom.
It has to be a picture of you.
I'm doing it. I'm going to be like.
It has to be a picture of you, our fans, because we want pictures of our fans.
And staff can submit photos.
Yeah, but.
We're not going to win any prizes. We're not going to take any prizes.
Right. All entries must be submitted by March 15th. So you have a whole month to do it, but the sooner the better. And Norman Jean and Creepy Guy are going to pick the winning photo, and the winner is going to be announced on episode 25 in March.
Hold on. What if we disagree? Like, if I like one, she likes one.
Like that commercial. What's that commercial? You heard that commercial about Pepsi Max or whatever it is? No. With ginseng and more caffeine. Have you heard that commercial?
No.
They disagree with everybody. It's a sports commercial. They go on and on.
No,
they disagree about everything, and then they agree
imagine
about
that they go
Pepsi
on and
Max.
On.
So how do they figure it out?
Because the guy spells ginseng wrong, and it would be you.
So anyway, the winner gets an At Burns and I Peace prize pack, which includes the new William Elliott Whitmore CD, a Hank 3 poster, and some other goodies. So submit your photos. Again, the only rule is it has to be a picture of our fan
in
their bathroom.
Hey, I'll throw in something Outlaw Radio in that too.
Sweet. So the prize pack's going to be a CD, a poster, and some stuff from Outlaw Radio and from At Burns and IP.
Nice.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm in.
We're together now. Yes.
And we are going to post all the entries on our MySpace. If you show boobies or penis in the picture, I'll just put a black bar across it.
Yeah.
I've had to put a couple black bars across some people. You know what I mean?
That for law? Or?
Yeah, I think MySpace will get mad at me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not made yet.
No pictures.
Yeah. And everybody is that's logged in right now is watching us on Pia Vision. We are now videotaping our recording sessions, and you can go watch the videos at IBWIP.com.
After. Like you're recording right now, right?
Right. So. Recording right now, and we can watch it. You can watch it afterwards at any time.
Cool.
So make sure you tell all your friends to tune in. And if you're not on our mailing list, send me an email so you can get on the mailing list so you'll have announcements of when stuff's coming out.
Somebody said you're going to be photoshopping penises. Slippery slope.
I'll photoshop my penis?
No. You're going to be photoshopping penises. It's going to be a slippery slope for Purdy. I want to see the slippery slope. So you send them to me?
Sure.
Sweet.
Wait, do you like looking at pictures of penises? Like, some girls are freaked out by penises.
I like penises.
But if you see a penis, you're okay with, like, penis.
Nice. I like it. I got pictures of penises on my phone. I told you.
Hey, Sarah. Joshy P would like to use the microphone.
You guys got to talk about penises.
Play
Sorry.
Some more music. Not that you guys are boring or anything like that. No, it's Creepy Guy and Blake are definitely not boring. So.
Oh!
Dude, the plural for penises is peni.
Right,
peni.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you enjoy peni.
Like, you have three peni right here.
You have three peni in your mouth.
Rip them out. Let's see them.
Let's do a song by the Steel Driver.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Instead,
first song, If It Hadn't Been For Love.
Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have called the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been for love. Never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been for love. Would have been gone like a wayward wind if it hadn't been for love. Nobody knows it better than me. I wouldn't be wishing I was free.
Up with someone on Valentine's Day. So you can't wait a minute longer. You have to break up today, even though it's Valentine's Day. Here's how to do it without getting your personal parts handed to you. You will need courage, cliches, and patronizing speeches. Step 1. Take the cowardly way out and drop a bomb in an email. If you go with this option, take the day off so you can barricade yourself inside your home. Push the heaviest object you own against the front door, or go on vacation. Step 2. Consider hiring a professional breakup service. Someone will do the deed in person, delivering a breakup basket that can include a CD of classic breakup songs and plenty of chocolate. Pricey? Yes. but remember all the money you're saving on candlelit dinners. Step 3. Have a friend handle the breakup for you. Pick someone who never liked your partner in the first place. Step 4. If you can find the courage, do it in person. The classic setting is a fancy restaurant, where your partner won't want to make a scene. If you go with a restaurant, order a drink and entree that won't stain, just in case it does end up dumped on your head. Step 5. Brush up on cop-out cliches like, "It's not you, it's me." "You deserve someone so much better," and "I just don't know how to love." Step 6. Practice offering the usual patronizing speeches like, "You're going to meet someone wonderful who truly appreciates you for how special you are." Step 7. Rehearse the following until you can sound sincere saying it. "I know, I'm a jerk. I don't deserve to be in the human race." Step 8. Be prepared to answer the inevitable query, "How could you do this to me on Valentine's Day?" The question will not be rhetorical. Did you know Jennifer Lopez broke up with Sean P. Diddy Combs on Valentine's Day in 2001?
This is Red Boy from the Red Boy Podcast,
www.redboypodcast.com.
And here's another public service announcement from your pals at It Burns When I Pee. And man, does it.
For all the ladies out there, don't be all down and out during this Valentine's Day season. Men are fucking assholes and they fart all the time. Screw them. That's why we have sex toys. Who needs men when we have ice cream and vibrators?
Hey, how y'all doing? This is One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum radio show at FlapDaddy.com every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, if you're downloading this podcast or maybe listening to it, I don't have to tell you that it's available at Section86.com or at iTunes, because you're probably listening to it and downloading it from one of those two sites. But what you might not realize is that every Friday night, my show is broadcast live, like I said, from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time at FlapDaddy.com. So you don't have to wait for the podcast to come out. Log on to FlapDaddy.com and become a member and help support internet radio shows like mine and others that you'll find on here. We have LP Sides Only with your host Lefty X. If you tune in earlier on Friday nights from 9 p.m. until midnight Eastern, right before my Bootleg Asylum radio show starts, you'll find a show called LP Sides Only with your host Lefty X. He plays half sides from vinyl albums every Friday night for 3 hours, and he has quite the eclectic taste in music, and it's just a fantastic show. So if you find yourself liking my Bootleg Asylum radio show, I'm positive that you'll like LP Sides Only with your host Lefty X. 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on Friday nights, right before my Bootleg Asylum radio show starts and runs until 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Like I said, we certainly appreciate the support of your show. And thanks for the support of my podcast at Section86.com and iTunes. And we hope to see you on FlapDaddy.com sometime soon.
Thank you.
9 a.m. This is Houston calling. We just wanted to say hello. Hello. Bye. All right. Good night. Bye.
Hey there, fellas. Did you forget to buy that special someone a Valentine's Day gift?
Oh, crap. Is it that time of year again? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, girls have cooties.
Brandon, that's not very nice. Do you think I have cooties? I'm a girl.
Damn, Skippy!
Anyway, if you're one of those losers that didn't get your gal that special gift, you could still head over to the Burns When IP store and make it up to her by getting her that special gift that keeps on giving.
Like crabs?
No. Like a shirt or a calendar. Better yet, even a coffee mug.
Or some undies!
Brandon, get it together. This is for Uncle Blake's show. We are trying to help raise money, even though the economy is at one of its lowest points ever.
Hey, don't look at me. I didn't vote for Bush, and it ain't my fault Uncle Blake lost his job and now just sits around playing guitar here and watching YouTube all day.
Okay, listen, guys. Go over to the Burns When IP store and pick up a gift for your gal. She will love you forever.
That's kind of like false advertising because Uncle Blake has bought some stuff for girls and they aren't around anymore. Uncle Blake says there's no such thing as love anyway. He said Valentine's Day was invented by some desperate, ugly woman who needed to feel wanted and had an excuse to eat a bunch of chocolate.
Brandon, has Uncle Blake ever said anything that was true?
You have a point.
Head over to IBWIP.com and click on the store tab and see what is available.
Permission for the use of these children in this ad was provided by me, Matt. I'm their dad.
Thanks, honey. Way to forget to mention that I was part of the creative team. Hell, I had to buy an IBWIP shirt with my own money. You should have bought it for me.
Put a sock in it. Let's keep the show rolling.
With Valentine's Day approaching fast, the folks here at AtBurnsWhenIP.com would like to help offer all those young men and the most unluckiest of older guys a guaranteed way to fly around all the bases and score a home run with that new girlfriend you haven't yet quite been able to penetrate within seconds. After minutes of painstakingly in-depth research, we here at AtBurnsWhenIP.com discovered that married folks and couples that have been together long enough to enjoy multiple grand slams with their partners are at an advantage on this holiday. Well, wait one second. That's not quite fair, is it? What does that leave the guy who hasn't quite yet got the first base?
Hey, Nancy. I know we just met the other day, but I was hoping that you would be my Valentine by accepting this. A special card I picked out just for you, and this flower, and maybe even this.
Get your face out of mine, you pervert, and take this stupid card and whatever kind of fake flower that was and hit the road, now!
Well, now, for all those millions of lonesome horny men out there, at BurnsWhenIP.com would like to help advertise this guaranteed way into the unsuspecting new gal that up until now you've only had your eyes on. That's right. Get your wallet filled up with protection, my friend. Introducing for the first time, the Open Crotch Necklace. You heard right, the Open Crotch Necklace. A necklace so powerful, so special, that if she happens to be wearing any panties at the time, you'll be able to hear them rip open right before she jumps on you, tearing your pants off. The power of the Open Crotch Necklace has been put through endless testing by myself, and it's proven to be 100% reliable. Let's try this again and see what happens using the Open Crotch Necklace approach to that special, unsuspecting gal.
Hey Nancy. I know we just met like 5 minutes ago, but I was hoping that you'd want to be my Valentine by accepting this.
Oh god, yes. Mm. Yes. Mm. Hurry, hurry. Yes, yes, yes. Take me. This will be a night you'll never forget. I promise.
Oh. Mm. Mm. It worked for me.
Yes. Yes. Mm.
And now it can work for you.
Mm. Oh, yes.
My mic is on.
It's on.
My mic is on.
It's on like Donkey Kong, biatch. All right. That was Hank 3 with Louisiana Stripes. What'd you think about that one?
That was a joke. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. I like
it. You didn't fuck that up earlier, did you?
Stripper, strip. What?
You love strippers.
I do. It happens. I like the...
Have you ever...
Never mind.
Have you... Speaking of strippers and Sarah...
You're going to call from a stripper?
No. What the
she's
fuck?
Not a stripper.
What is it going to do now?
It was supposed to be a segue into...
I don't...
Them at the strip club. Bouncing in the club.
Bouncing in the club. Bouncing in the club.
Hello, is Sarah there?
This is she.
You are live on a Burns When I Pee. How the hell are you, darling?
Nuh-uh. Wicked. Why?
Did you like my picture?
How are you guys?
Did you get the picture from Norma Jean?
No, I am anxiously waiting.
I'm sure you are.
I'm sure you are. So how are you? So how are you?
I'll send
it
again.
How are you?
I'm all right. You kind of got to keep it.
Tell her I'm going to send it again.
Go ahead.
I feel left out. I'm not there.
That's why we called you.
Yeah.
I know.
Can you say something cool, like some kind of cool British saying for us?
You have to speak slower. She doesn't understand American.
That's her.
What?
You're terrible.
Usually when you're on the phone with a show, you kind of got to keep talking.
Oh, right. Well,
she might be the worst interview ever.
Well, are you guys talking? You guys what?
What?
Mumble, what?
Well, this isn't working, so we're going to let you go. But can you call me something rude in your British slang?
In my British slang?
Yeah, can you call me something rude?
The bloody bastard.
I could tell you to sod off.
Brutal.
How about this? Tell her to call after she gets that brutal text.
You bloody wanker.
No, you guys, this is really neat. You guys gotta keep doing this, because I'd rather watch this than sit at the computer and listen to it.
Hey, can you call me a bloody wanker?
Bloody wanker.
Bloody wanker, you.
Hey, say, you're listening to it, Burns and IP.
You are listening to it, Burns and IP.
All right, darling, we'll talk to you later. We actually have a show to do now.
Bye.
They said you're having phone sex.
Hey, kind of like having phone sex.
Having phone sex with your girlfriend.
Who's that slut?
So you guys want to hear about episode 25 and episode 26?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tease
me a little bit.
A little teaser.
A little tease. That's what I say to your girlfriend.
This is all tentative right now. This is big news.
I know.
Tentatively for episode 25, which is going to come out in March.
Yes.
That's Blake's birthday, by the way.
I knew it.
Old balls.
We are hoping.
I said that too. That's fucked up. I always say old balls.
How old are you going to be?
I'm going to be 30-something. 30-something?
33?
That's a good age.
4?
3.
It was a great show in the 80s.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So,
4? Are you?
Yeah.
I thought you were 32.
No, God, no.
You lying son of a
bitch.
No,
I'm serious. And so for episode 25, as of right now, we're going to have Justin Towns Earl as our special guest. I'm actually going to go to the show next month and interview him. And for episode 26, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but we have played a song tonight of his.
You may have heard of him.
His
song. So anyway, that's not. Those are both tentative.
Holy shit, Johnny Cash is going to be on this fucking show.
Love Johnny Cash.
All right, Joshy P with a zinger. That was a good one.
Process of elimination.
There you go. I was talking about going and seeing Justin Towns Earl. On March 12th, we're going to go see Hank 3. On March 15th, my birthday. I'm going to go see Justin Towns Earl. On the 20th, we're going to go see Wayne Hancock and Bob Wayne. And on the 28th, I'm going to go see Rachel Brooke.
Woo! Yeah.
I'm going to ask her to marry me.
And you're going to keep dreaming.
And she'll say no. The Wayne Hancock Show and Rachel Brooke were set up by Doghouse Booking. And we're going to have them on the show in the next couple months, too.
Good deal.
So they're trying to get some... trying to get some of our kind of bands around this area, so we're looking forward to that. So let's talk about Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Creepy guy, we just got done talking to your lovely half.
We did.
And what do you guys have planned for Valentine's Day besides sex?
Well, of course.
Licky, sucky, fucky.
That's in the plans. I don't know. Last year we kept it kind of low-key. Made dinner. Had a little candlelight. No, just kept it low-key with a little flower. I don't know what we'll do this year. I hate going to the crowds, messing with restaurants and stuff. And you know, Valentine's Day is kind of overrated.
Thank you very much.
It's a Hallmark holiday. And if you're not doing that shit throughout the like whole year of your relationship, 2 years or however long you've been with somebody.
Something's wrong.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, we have become like the Oprah Winfrey podcast.
For real.
Well, I'm married, and me and my wife still don't really believe in Valentine's Day. We'll get cards, and we'll go out for a simple dinner, but yeah. We don't get these gifts or anything.
But you'll have sex, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll probably have sex.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Poke each other, like, all night fucking shit. But do me harder.
Yeah, yeah.
The sappy shit is just overrated and ridiculous.
You're getting anal, aren't you? Valentine's Day massacre.
Oh, there you go. So, a bloody mess.
I hope not.
So,
No.
Norma Jean, what are
you? Just put a towel down, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Hey, Norma Jean, what are you going to do for Valentine's Day?
Well, actually, I'm going to Chicago. We're going to go to the car show Saturday on Valentine's Day. And, you know, probably the Cheesecake Factory. And
I was going to tell you to go to the
awesome.
Cheesecake Factory.
I love
yeah.
it.
John Hancock Center.
Ooh, they have good bread. And then Sunday we're going to Medieval Times. And I don't know, Monday, but we're going to go to a sushi place. So.
And then Monday you're going to come over and co-host my show?
I may.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Nice.
Hey, maybe. Let me know.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Let me know where you live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blake, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Well, I am going to bake a cake with my sons.
Oh,
I say awesome. Fuck the bitches.
That's awesome. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know,
nothing wrong at all.
Nope.
You need to send your woman flowers.
Fuck flowers. Flowers are overrated.
How do you fuck a flower?
Listen, not even on Valentine's Day, just randomly send flowers.
What do you want me to do? Go to flowers.com or whatever?
I got flowers in a box today, dude, from the mail lady.
The mail lady got you flowers?
No.
I think she wants to lick your vagina.
And he sent them in a box through the mail. Proflowers.com.
So basically...
He's a romantic guy.
It's random. It's random things that mean the most.
Oh, God. Okay, Oprah.
I am so unromantic, but my wife doesn't mind, which is cool.
And I'm glad you grabbed the mic, because why don't you go ahead
say
and...
That.
Why don't you tell us about some upcoming releases on CD?
Oh, okay.
We got a lot of upcoming releases. William Elliot Whitmore... Animals in the Dark. Is that Anti-Records?
Yep.
Okay. February 17th, Justin Towns Earl, Midnight at the Movies, Bloodshot Records, March 3rd. And, of course, It Burns When I Pee is hoping to have Justin on episode 25 in March. And Bloodshot Records is out of Chicago, so good friends of mine. Thank you. Joey Alcorn.
Finally, Joey. Yes,
Joey Alcorn. I was just saying this on my last show. It's been since, like, 2005, 2006 since he had an album. All Alone Again will be out on Blue Yodel Records in mid-April.
And the trivia question is, if anybody ever asks you who was the first guest ever to be on at Burns and IP, you would say Joey
Alcorn. I actually read that. Yes. And it will have some of the last recordings of Don Helms before he passed away. Why don't you tell him who Don Helms is?
The steel guitar player for Hank Williams and the Drifting Cowboys. He was the last surviving member, and he died not too long ago. And we did a little tribute thing to him. So
cool. Can't wait for that Joey album. And one I'm looking forward to the most, Viper of Melody by Wayne the Train Hancock, also on Bloodshot Records, April 21st. The record release party will be in Chicago, actually.
And if you can get me in, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, if you come down to Chicago, I'll get you in. Not a problem.
When is it?
I think it's the day of that show. It's a Wednesday, so it might be April 22nd, actually, the release party. Yeah, you guys should come down. I'll get you guys in. Lonesome Wyatt from Those Poor Bastards and Rachel Brooke are doing an album together, A Bitter Harvest, May 2009. And we are hoping to have Lonesome and Rachel on episode 27.
Yeah, I talked.
They are.
Hey, if you could get Little Lisa Dixie down here, I guarantee you I would go see her with you.
She said she's not going to do music anymore.
Doesn't matter.
Why?
Tell her. I will come see her.
Okay.
What, have you heard any of the Lonesome Riot, Wyatt and Rachel Brooke?
No, they're mastering it right now.
I like Rachel Brooke. I've heard some of the shit on your show.
She's bad.
And through, you know, going through all this stuff for the show. She's good. Very good.
You should go with me to their concert.
When is it? What day?
28th.
I'll probably will. Yeah, you go, I'll go. All right.
Guarantee you. Oh, Jesus. Well, then neither one of you will go.
You cannot fucking skip out.
I won't back out.
Okay.
If I can make it down, I would.
That's March 28th, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, you should. That would be fun.
If I could, I would. I'll see what's happening. And then, of course, everybody's favorite one-man band, Scott Edge Byram, Something's Wrong, Lost Forever, also on Bloodshot Records. Date not given, but I believe it is May as well. So
I think Bloodshot Records should sponsor us.
They should.
We're basically pimping the shit out of them.
Yeah, here. Bloodshot Records kicks ass. And it's right out of Chicago. I met the guys from there at the last Wayne show, and those are very cool people that put that label together.
There's a lot of great albums coming out in the next couple months, so check those out. And, of course, we'll play songs from them as they come out. because that's just how we roll up in this motherfucker. So let's talk a little bit about...
We got Joshy P!
Joshy P and this motherfucker.
Yeah, we're going
to
talk...
We got a little pimp this shit a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about...
all the way down here. Got to give him a chance to talk.
Yeah, let's talk about...
A little about your show.
It was worth it. Well, Outlaw Radio, it basically plays the same type of music you guys do, which is kick-ass real country music. And it airs every Tuesday. You could go to my MySpace to see where it's going to tune from. It's going to be Punk and Beans Radio out of Chicago. But you go to www.myspace.com/OutlawRadio2. And, yeah, it's pretty much the best weekly show that the internet has to offer. I'm going to play anything you guys want to hear. I take requests and everything else. Got a couple of listeners out there that are tuning in right now on the vidcast, so thank you guys very much.
Rockin', and thank you very much.
Yeah,
and thanks for coming up. I mean, you know, our genre is building a lot of steam, I think.
It is.
And I think our shows and banding together and sticking a middle finger up corporate Nashville's asshole.
Yeah, just gonna get the word out.
Hell yeah.
It kind of smells when you take it out. Yeah. You ever stuck your finger in your butthole and then smelled it?
Not even I have done that.
Well, I didn't do it. I just asked if you guys
you
had done
it. You are such a liar, sick fucker.
Well, I actually changed the subjects. I'm sorry.
He's like, this is my time, fucker.
I just emailed Blake about a month ago and just told him that I was out there because I heard a lot about your show and found out you're only 3 hours away, which isn't too bad of a drive, so I came down, thought we'd share the mics for a night, and hopefully I'll get you all on my show soon, and maybe No More Gene will come out this week.
I could, yeah. Let me know.
Woo.
Yeah.
And all you guys
will
be on sometime.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming down, and it's been a good time.
Well, absolutely.
Somebody putting Norma Jean in check, which we need to do that one.
It happens.
I got greeted with some dinner and beer right when I got here, so.
Yeah, he walks in, I go, have you ate? He goes, no. I go, here.
Are you thirsty?
And beer.
Yeah, you can't beat a welcome like that. So definitely check it out every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Central. That's like 7 on the west, 10 on the east at www.myspace.com/OutlawRadio2. And then you could get the link to where it's at on Punk and Beans Radio.
Do you do live every Tuesday?
I'd like to do it live, yes. Otherwise, if I don't do it live, I do it that day. So it's pretty cool. If I do interviews, obviously they're not live unless they're in the studio because I do it over the phone. And I get a lot of good guests. Actually, well, this is actually going to be – if you guys are on the vidcast, this Tuesday we have Ted Russell Camp from Shooter Jennings Band on the show. So cool. Tune in.
Definitely.
Awesome. And I don't know. I think you'll see a lot more of Burns and IP and Outlaw Radio together.
Hope absolutely. So. I hope so.
And maybe
and Joey Fuck Up sometime too. Hopefully.
Yeah. We should have like a big fucking party.
We big old powwow.
Seriously,
that would be a lot of fun.
It's nice out. You know, grill some broth.
Barbecue?
Yeah.
I'll bring the kid.
Sounds good. So
there'll be kids.
I'll bring the wine for myself.
Nice.
Norma Jean's like, I don't need to bring anything because I bring myself.
Yeah.
So I guess it's about that time to where we have to say goodbye. And the thank you list is long, of course, but it's real well worth it. I want to thank Red Boy from the Red Boy podcast. He did some lines for us tonight. Of course, our secret donator. Got to give her a big shout out.
Yes, thank you.
That
thank
is
you.
Awesome.
Tell her thank you. I think we're going to be purchasing some specific equipment to help the show.
Yeah.
Drugs?
Yes.
No.
Something to sedate Norma Jean so she doesn't know what's happening to her.
I already don't know what's happening, so don't worry.
That's what I really should do for Valentine's Day is have a like a beer and Ambien party with Sarah.
There you go. Just give her a roofie. Of course, Norma Jean.
She's not paying attention.
I want to thank Norma Jean for being on the show, as always.
Woohoo!
Honey, you always do a good job, and you keep our male listening levels high.
Really? Just me?
Just yeah,
don't,
basically.
Don't smile so they see them purple ass teeth.
Shut up, dude. Look
this.
They look rotten.
Listen, I go home and brush them and they're whiter than yours.
And of course, I want to thank Creepy Guy.
I lost my
You're welcome, buddy.
Thanks, buddy, for showing up.
Sorry, I missed the last one.
It's all right.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
This is your last show?
What'd you say?
No, I missed
the
last
show. Oh, you missed
the last one. I missed the last show.
And
I had Cubs run town. I had Cubs caravan tickets. I had to go.
My sister did that.
I know she did.
Who was in town?
Chicago Cubs.
The whole team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I represent.
Oh,
there it is.
God,
there it is.
You're a Cardinals fan? Come on.
I've seen that big-ass Bears tat you got.
Yeah.
I like that. That's
Hell
pretty
yeah.
badass.
Thank you.
You got a lot of cool-ass tats.
Thank you very much.
And I want to give a special shout-out to Joshy P for showing up again. Thank you very much, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank
it's been
you
a good
guys.
Time.
Thank you guys very much for inviting me down. I plan to do it again.
Sweet. And Howard, of course, from the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show for writing and producing the whole skit for this episode.
It's great.
I figured if I wrote, I was glad he brought it up and did it because I think if I would have wrote one, it would have been very evil.
Yeah.
It would have had
you've had a bad month.
It would have to do. It would be a Passmore one, and it would just probably be the most, the one that would send me to jail probably.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No. And of course, we want to thank the fans for showing up on the Pia Vision. I think they'll probably a lot more happy with the audio and the outcome of this one. It's
a little,
getting better.
Little smoother. It's a little smoother.
We're getting better if we can just get Norma Jean to take her clothes off. But thanks to the fans for listening and supporting us, emailing us.
After show.
There you go. And we got to thank Andy from Section 80. Jesus Christ. We got to thank Andy from Section86.com. He is the man behind the scenes. He cleans everything up a little bit for us and posts it on the World Wide Web. So thanks to Andy.
And Andy, just to let you know, I did whoop that ass fantasy football.
Smack that. Put it on the blow. Okay, sorry.
Till you want more.
So let's do a couple more songs.
I just want to give a shout out to Randy at Metaphor Magazine right now before we get it out of here.
Oh.
Randy
is going to send us some.
What do you want the other day when he wanted to talk to you?
We'll have to talk about it off air. All
right.
But he's going to be sending us some Metaphor Magazine t-shirts.
Cool.
I think he's going to send you underwear,
what
though.
What are you doing, Coke, dude?
He's rubbing his nose.
I can't afford to eat, let alone have Coke. So thank you, everybody. Norma Jean, we got a couple more songs. Why don't you go ahead and announce them, and we'll get out of here.
Yeah, we got a song by Hank Williams Sr., and it's called Just When I Needed You and Little Lisa Dixie. And this one's written by our very own Blake Clayton. It's called The Blake Song.
Sweet. So thank you again, Little Lisa Dixie, for making my dream come true.
It's your debut, dude.
Nothing like having a beautiful woman record a song that you wrote.
I know.
That makes you feel good,
Can't wait to hear it.
I have definitely rubbed it out to that whole...
Oh, that's enough.
All right.
Damn.
Sounds good.
With your woman, dude.
I'm not taking my woman home.
Say goodnight, everybody.
See ya.
Good night.
Later.
Thanks.
Just when I needed you, you left and went away. You made my life so blue, both night and day. You left me here behind with a troubled, worried mind, so broken hearted too. Just when I needed you, I cried, I prayed, Lord, I tried to forget you and never call your name. What a shame, you're the one that was to blame. You're the one that proved untrue just when I needed you. You said it's best we part and never love again. And though it broke my heart, I won't complain. You know I love you still, and dear, I always will. Although you proved untrue just when I needed you. And I'll want you back again, although you proved untrue just when I needed you. I cried, I prayed, Lord, I tried
forget you and never call your name. What a shame, what a shame. You're the one that was to blame. For you went and proved untrue just when I needed you.
Hey, hey, it's your friend of mine, Big G, host of Big G's Texas Road Show. I was just sitting here scraping my toe jam before breaking out my tin snips to trim my nails, and I remembered I needed to cut this promo. I just want to remind each and every one of y'all that our friend Blake Clayton is still without a job, that is, and who knows what else he's not getting any of. Pledge today to save Blake from being overstimulized by the Big O, and save your tax dollars. Send your contribution to IBWIP.com. Now, Blake don't know about this, so let's surprise him. Give until it hurts, and remember, your friend of mine, Big G, told you to take care of our buddy Blake. Adios, y'all.
Oh, hey, Jenny. I'm just practicing for the talent show.
Bettis, I really need to talk to somebody, and I think maybe you're the only person who won't make fun of me.
Oh, gosh, I'd never make fun of somebody with a problem.
Bettis, do you know what you're supposed to do when your penis gets hard?
Well, sure I do.
Really?
Yes, now sit down, Jimmy. We should have a little talk. You see, Jimmy, when a man's penis becomes hard, the man puts it into a lady, into her vagina. Then, the hard penis sneezes milk inside the lady's tummy. And after it's all done sneezing milk, the penis stops being hard, and the man loses interest in the lady.
So, when your penis becomes hard, you're supposed to put it in a lady's vagina. And then it stops being hard?
That's right, Jimmy.
Just one last breath against my neck.
say I love you so much. One last anything wouldn't be enough. I close my eyes, I want your touch. You cut me deep, but I love you so much.